Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Thursday morning. As always, text line 251-343-0106. If you want to be in touch with the program, that's all you got to do. Joining us now on the line, he represents us from the 1st Congressional District up on Capitol Hill. Congressman Barry Moore is with us. Congressman, good morning. How are you?
Jeff, we are doing good. Good morning to you, sir.
Thank you for that. I hope you're doing well. Let's start here. We're watching the big beautiful bill and the push to the 4th of July, which is probably going to go a little past that. But talk about that if you would. Where we are, what we need to know.
Yeah. So first, I think that it's important to mention that the House leadership, we were proactive, and I think they realized when Trump was going to win the presidency, and when we had an opportunity with the majority in both houses to actually move reconciliation, we were proactive in that sense. And so, we got our bill up to the Senate, and, it does a lot of great things. It's not perfect, but there's practical and there's perfect. And I think sometimes the president's practical in his approach, and then there's principle. I mean, I think everybody has principles they stand on, but we have to merge what is perfect and practical and try to get something that we can get across the finish line. And I think the House version is a good bill. There were some areas, additional cuts we would have liked to have seen as conservatives, certainly House Freedom Caucus. But I think now the Senate has to deal with it. And, of course, the salt tax is an issue. Medicaid reforms, SNAP, there's some things in there that are contentious. And so I think that we'll have to depend on the Senate to get it to us. I know certainly the Green New Scam is in there. President Trump said earlier this week he wouldn't mind if we just stopped that completely. And I think it's important in the language that we at least make sure that solar wind kind of stuff that diverts money from actual dependable energy. I think that sort of stuff needs to be in service. We don't need to be safe. It doesn't need to be phrased in construction, because in construction means they can put some materials on site and drag it out another 3 or 4 years. And so that's a huge drain. They called it the Inflation Reduction Act, but it was just a big runaway spending bill by the Democrats on a lot of things that were unproven technologies.
Well, you and I were kind of talking about this off air, setting these artificial deadlines. It serves to kind of speed up the process, but realistically, we're certainly on track to get this all done before the August recess, I would think.
I would, and I wouldn't be surprised if we don't get – we were supposed to go on for the week of the 4th, and like you said, they set these deadlines, and I think sometimes it's an implied pressure. We have this happen all the time before Christmas, sometimes before Thanksgiving, but they will – a lot – and even before the August recess, a lot of times leadership will say, hey, this has got to be done on X day. So it kind of forces people to work to try to hit a target date. And sometimes it's a little bit over-optimistic. And we may be back up here Monday, the week of the 4th, based on what I'm hearing. I don't know yet. I guess it depends on what the Senate does through Friday and Saturday. If they get something back to us Friday, we're probably back here Monday. We may stay the weekend. Don't know yet. But, yeah, those deadlines, they give the leadership a little bit of an additional pressure point, if you will, to get things moving.
Let's talk about, I guess the big story is the Israel-Iran situation, President Trump's decision, I should say, to authorize the strikes in Iran on last Saturday. I assume you're kind of on his side here, but talk a little bit about that and what your thoughts are on it.
Yeah, so a couple of things. First, I think that so many presidents have said in the past, probably every president we've had in the last 3 decades said Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. And so we know that Iran is enriched uranium at least to 60%. And they're really in the short rows, Jeff, of having a weapon that is very, very dangerous. Some of the most dangerous people in the world would have one of the most dangerous weapons in the world. And so I figured that between the Mossad and the intel from Israel and what our intel teams were telling us, that it was time to take care of those nuclear facilities that were enriching uranium far beyond any principled civilian use. And so in many ways, I think that the president did the right thing. And from a faith-based standpoint, those of us, Genesis 12:3 says, if you bless Israel, you'll be blessed. If you curse Israel, you will be cursed. And as a nation, they are our ally in that region. But not only that, it's a Christian nation. We have a responsibility to stand with Israel. And so you can't always believe what the media says, but I trust our president. He's a great leader. And also, I think it proves you don't call the man's bluff. He gave them days to get their act together. He said, we need y'all to come to the table. Iran just kept thinking, well, he's bluffing. But with President Trump, you can learn really quick. If General Soleimani didn't teach you anything, you don't attack Americans, you don't attack our allies, and you do not call his bluff.
Do you feel good about the, and I know there's one leaked intelligence assessment, but there's like maybe a half dozen others that say something completely contradictory, that the job is done. Do you feel like that this was a success?
Yeah, based on the briefing that I saw this morning, it was something that the Pentagon put out. I think that it was a successful mission, and I think that the U.S. had capabilities to do what they did. They coordinated the mission, they executed the mission, and it was on time and on target. And so I feel really good about the position we're in, and I think that, we used, obviously, the B-2 bombers, but also Tomahawks, and they flew flight paths that allowed them to go down in the tunnels for access so that if, in fact, some of the uranium was left, the Iranians wouldn't be able to get their hands on it, and we'll be able to recon that in time and see. But I think that they've done a fine job executing the plan, and I think that it sent a message that we're not going to tolerate a nuclear Iran.
What about the region itself, the hostilities between Israel and Iran? I guess we have maybe a ceasefire in place, but do you expect that to kind of stabilize?
I'd like to see it stabilize. I know that I think sometimes the regime in Iran loses control of some of the really, really radicals, and occasionally they may launch. And I've been to the Gaza Strip, and I can tell you, Jeff, I've been in the tunnels. And for a human to spend his life tunneling through limestone to get to their neighbors so they can kill them with 6 inches at a time progress, that tells you the kind of hatred in the region. And so Israel's been a good neighbor to the areas around them. The problem is Iran is the number one state sponsor of terrorists in the world, and they say death to America. They say Israel's a little Satan, America's the big Satan. And so it makes sense. We have to understand that Israel is a defensive nation. They're in a position that if people would keep peace with them, there would be peace in the region. But Iran does not want Israel to exist. And if they have an opportunity, they will wipe those people off the face of the earth. And so it just is incumbent upon us to protect the nation of Israel, our ally in the region. And hopefully, there'll be a ceasefire and we'll see that sort of thing. But again, there are some radicals in Islam that are bound and determined to wipe out the Jewish nation and, for that matter, the Christian nation. So we have to make sure that we are diligent in what we do and we defend our allies. And certainly we pray for our nation, we pray for our troops, and we pray for Israel.
Joined by Congressman Barry Moore here on the program. Congressman, I guess the threat here at home, and we've been hearing this for a few years, but there's been a little more discussion kind of out there on cable news and other places, just sort of an Iranian threat here domestically. And they talk about sleeper cells and, 4 years of Biden, basically having an open border policy and what could be here now. What do you make of those reports?
It's concerning. I mean, I sit on Judiciary Committee and I'm on immigration subcommittees. And so we brought this up time and time again with Mayorkas and this feckless prior administration that this border is endangering U.S. citizens, and you're going to let people across here intent on hurting us, and they will be camped out in our communities. And so certainly I knew of 380 known terrorists on the watch list that were here. And then, Jeff, there was millions of gotaways. And so when you know that sort of thing is going on, you have an enemy within. And so between Biden administration and Mayorkas and Homeland Security back in the day, they let people come across that we know had no business here. And so it certainly could be a problem. And we called it to their attention for a couple of 3 years. And it was on deaf ears of the administration. Mayorkas he would lie to us in committee, and we would put out the facts that, hey, these people are here and it could be a danger to our community. And so as these things progress, certainly that's a problem now that the administration is having to clean up, along with so many other issues that the Biden administration allowed, from lifting sanctions on Iran, allowing them billions of dollars of access to build weapons, from Barack Obama's pallets of cash. All those things that prior administrations, that President Trump's having to clean up, put American people at danger, and we're in the process of fixing that.
And, it does look like that despite some of the federal judges, lower court federal judges, trying to stop this from happening, it does look like the administration's kind of honing in on, you know, what could perceive to be Iranians and a threat. I don't know, we'll go as far as say sleeper cells or whatever, but those who are here illegally that have some kind of ties to Iran, that does seem to be a focus.
Yeah, it has to be heightened security. We have to make sure it doesn't take but a couple of those individuals to do a great amount of harm. And so we've seen them drive vehicles into crowds. We've seen them fly planes into buildings. When you've got those radicals in the country and we don't know where they're at, obviously it's external. I'm like you, Jeff. I wouldn't say sales, but it doesn't take a lot of people intent on hurting innocent people who are just doing their daily duties, going to work, whatever. They're kind of sitting ducks in a process when you have a border that allows those people to move into those communities and blend in. It's extremely dangerous for U.S. citizens. And I'm with you. I don't know that it sells, but there are certainly some people that are probably communicating with the regime. They're looking for resources to do harm to U.S. citizens as a terror attack.
Yeah, and, kind of an assessment here now, we're a little more than 6 months into this presidency, but, I think now the first 100 days were pretty, fast and furious, but it still seems to have a lot of momentum here. It feels a lot different than it did at this point in 2017, even with the bump in the road with the tariffs, and we knew that was going to be bumpy. It does seem like the Trump administration is kind of chugging along.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, if you just look at unemployment in America, it went from 6.5% to 3.5% in the first 5 months. And that's mind-boggling, Jeff. So the ability to run this government as a business and to make sure that it's doing the things that matter to the American people and putting U.S. citizens first for a change is a fantastic way to approach it. And I think if you look at his economy in 2017, President Trump, for the first 3 years, had a remarkable economy, one of the best we'd seen in the last few decades. And without COVID shutting it down, he would have continued to progress. And so I think what we're seeing is good leadership, strong leadership, on a global, in a sense of foreign affairs, but also in domestic policies that impact our bottom line. And so just through what we're doing right now, if you look at between the rescissions last week, where we repealed the billions of dollars to NPR, to PBS, and we defunded USAID. And so those sort of things, we're actually stopping the waste of money and putting it in, leaving it in the taxpayers' pockets, or allowing it to turn over in our economy to actually do great. Government's not very good at creating jobs. It's best to let the private sector do that and leave as much money and resources in their hands to grow the economy. And President Trump gets that, and I think he's doing a fantastic job. And I think consumer confidence is coming up because of that. And just reconciliation alone, if we can get this through, the normal family of four in America will see $6,500 to $10,800 to their bottom line. And so that's the sort of thing. We leave the money in the communities. We don't send it to Washington, D.C. to be sent to foreign countries with no oversight.
Well, wind it down on this, Congressman. How close to you are you on a decision about your political future? You're in the rumor mill for a number of offices, including the current office you're in right now. What should we be looking at?
So we're praying seriously about it. We're being encouraged to look into running for the Senate, and we're certainly considering it. We're praying about it, Jeff. And the Psalm 37 says, "The steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord." And then Psalms 119:105 says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet." And lamp doesn't always give us a lot of light, but it gives us that next step of faith. And so we're certainly praying about it and looking into it. And we'll announce at some point when the Lord gives us the green light.
Well, and, looking at this midterm election, I don't think it's necessarily going to be, follow the historical norms. Republicans, do you feel like Republicans could still maintain one of the two chambers majority?
I think it depends on how well we perform from here to the end of the year. But certainly I think that the general feel in the country is that there's a lift of a burden. And I don't know, just people from Florida and all over call me and said, with Trump winning, we just feel like things are so much better for us as U.S. citizens. And so I think that means economically and personally and certainly the safety and security. And so I think we get some wins. We're doing the work on the reconciliation and the rescissions. And so I think if we can pull this thing together and the people see us getting the job done and helping the president, then I believe that we'll be okay and maintain the majority. And I tell you this too, Jeff. President Trump is the leader of the Republican Party. And make no, they both bought no bones about that. He's bringing people into the fold that may have not have been with us in the past. But because of what Biden and Schumer and Pelosi and that crowd did, they took that Democratic Party so hard to the left that people are beginning to wake up. Liberals in the media, Elon Musk, people all across the country who were Democrats are going, wait a minute, this is not the direction the nation needs to go. So I think if we show we're moving the ball for the president and we're moving his agenda and we're putting America first, I think there's a great opportunity to maintain the majority.
Congressman, we'll leave it there. You're very generous with your time. And when the time comes, whatever decision may be, let us know. And we look forward to hearing from you soon.
Hey, Jeff, we'll do that. Thank you for your time. Y'all have a great week, buddy.
All right. Congressman Barry Moore, ladies and gentlemen, we got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Moore Show on FM Talk 106.5.
He's pounded down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a